Cougar season.
Who's this? This is West Indian Girl. They're a band from LA, and so I want to play some West Indian Girl off their website while we do the show.
Awesome.
I'll probably turn it down a little bit, but friends of mine who also go to Gomez concerts saw these guys open for Gomez.
Okay.
And what happened was I didn't go because it was three nights. They played three nights in a row, and by the third night, I couldn't find anybody else to go with me, so I had to go alone at the Fillmore. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to stand there alone during an opening act I've never seen before. But so it turns out, I miss these guys, who I'm really freaking getting into big time now.
I can see how they could open up for Gomez with a plum.
But they haven't played Sacramento, and a couple friends of mine who did go to that show, who wasn't friends with so much then, but I am now, met them at that show, because they're like the only people, you know, they just kind of happen to meet them, because they mentioned their name or something. And so they might be able to get him to play here in Sacramento, and so I think they're really good.
That'd be awesome if they could play anywhere but the Blue Land.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with Blue Land necessarily. It's a cool idea if it was just a punk rock venue, but they get a lot of like bands you would love to hear live that play there, and the place really isn't conducive to a great sounding live show, just because it's like small, tiny concrete.
Yeah.
Cubbyhole.
Well, and also the promoter that brings a lot of shows there brings them there because he thinks he gets better turnout, or
he probably does, or at least for the band it looks like better turnout, because like 50 people in that place looks like it's just busting at the gills.
Yeah, or 50 people in Maryland's like, okay, we're started. It's a nice start.
Yeah, it's a club show. It's cool. I mean, but you guys have all that big open area on either side, so.
We're not actually vigilant about closing the top area like we should be, because we don't have curtains for it yet, so...
Right. I think that in a...
But I don't know how many... These guys are actually a signed band. They're like on a label.
Right.
They're on Astroworks.
Hey, well, technically, so are those guys. I don't remember if you were there that night. For me, Spirit and... I think Sarah was with us. We went down to Maryland's. Mm-hmm. And there's some band that played, and they were from Australia. It was like a... Heartbreak Club. Were you there?
Yeah, those guys are great.
Yeah, well, they're fun. Yeah, but I mean, technically, I mean, they're on a label.
No, but they're on Astroworks Virgin. Right. They're not on...
No, I know.
They're not on Eat the World.
Do it yourself.
Eat the World Records or fucking whatever. Yeah, I guess I can turn it down a little bit. But I think these guys are really good. And I know that. I mean, just listen to this. I'm like, this would sound amazing inside Maryland. you know what I'm saying?
I do. I think in a perfect world, which, you know, there is, you usually have a perfect world of situations where you make the best of things.
Yeah.
And you find perfection within that. But in a perfect world, if the stage and green room, because you have room for both, were up on that, on the left, of all the way to the left, where it rises up a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it was there so that your bar is on the left, off the side, and then you could pack it that way, but it'd also be better for sound and like for the band and stuff. And
well, everybody in the world knows that, except for the fucker, who I like, who's, you know, one of the owners, decided to put it where he did.
You know, it's strange,
and
I've seen
other... He obviously didn't ask one fucking person what that has anything to do with music, where the stage should go.
Well, it's great if you work at the bar.
It's great, yeah. Yeah.
I mean... That's really about it.
Yeah. It's great if, it's great if you have a small show. It's not great if you have a big show.
Yeah. But, anyways, like I said, you know...
It's still not that bad, though.
If
it's standing room only, you can stand enough people to see the stage for as many people as we can put in there, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's a good space, either way, and the sound system's great. Yeah. But... And everything's already set up, all its lights and all that shit, so it's not like it's going to get moved.
Yeah. You know? Not until they start making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But. What are you going to
do? Nothing.
No. I want to try to get this band to play there, so maybe, you know.
Well,
good luck.
Yeah. And I don't mean that in an insincere way. I mean, the actual words, good luck.
It's just the point of just freaking keeping, you know, tapping away at it, and so people, till people just start coming by, you know.
So, so how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Did you go to Jane's? Or,
yeah, Jane had dinner over at Jane's, and there's like 10 people over, 10 guests, like her roommate's brother, his fiance, friend Jay, his friend Luke, and Megan's friend Tom, and his girlfriend,
so it was more of a Megan Thanksgiving that time.
Yeah, it was, yeah, both. And I think I forgot somebody, but we played Guitar Hero, and so they all got a lick of that. And then we ate a pretty huge dinner. It was awesome. And the thing is, I got there, I hung, like, I ate a little something when I got here, and then I ate, like, some snacks, and then we ate dinner, and I was, like, didn't even finish my dinner. I'm like, damn it. Like, for the whole next 2 days, I was thinking about all the food that was there, you know, because I'm, like, a bachelor with no food in my apartment, which I'm hungry, and we're going to get pizza after.
Pizza?
We're done here.
Where are we getting pizza?
I always go to Luigi's.
Luigi's? Oh, pizza by the slice place?
Yeah, in Lavender Heights.
I was thinking about personally going down to after a show or two, going down to the Limelight and getting a beverage, but...
Yeah, we can do that. It's my day off. We should eat first,
though. It's my day off. It's my Friday night, basically.
We should eat first, though, but we can have... Yeah.
We can get food at Limelight if you want.
All right, whatever. That sounds great.
I'm just saying it won't be that bad.
We can do that.
But I haven't tried Luigi's because...
I haven't eaten there in a while, either.
You know?
I haven't eaten at Limelight in a while. They had good wings.
What do you think about Luigi's? You've been there
before? I go there all the time.
Do you like it? Obviously.
It's pretty good, yeah. You know what's funny, though? Like, there used to be, like, no places to go, like, besides Pieces. And Pieces I wasn't too thrilled about lately. But gone there, like, I tried to switch, because they're cool over there. Like, you know, like, they're like, super granola commune. It's like a commune, it seems like, more than a pizza place.
Yeah.
But they're nice. And their pizza's pretty good, you know. And it's a little better deal than Luigi's, I think. But Luigi's pizza is more traditionally, you know, Italian. It's more traditional that I like it. So I go to both. But then also that Vito's place isn't bad either. And they have that happy hour deal. It's like $5 for a beer and a slice. I mean,
yeah,
you can't beat that. And
not in this town.
And the pizza's pretty good. But there used to be nothing.
Yeah, those are nice.
And now
slices.
Finally, yeah, there's like three good places to go for pizza. And I guess Pizza's has always been there. But
Zelda's too, I guess, if you want to wait for an hour and a half.
Yeah, see, that's why I've never been there. But I heard that's really good. But that place is going to get sold.
It's supposed to be the best pizza in town. But I've heard too many people badmouth it, and that I've never even bothered to try it.
So for all you Sacramentarians who listen, which are there a few, I found out my friend Carl listens.
Who's Carl?
Carl and Kelly, they're a couple, they've been going on as long as I've known them.
Do I possibly know them, or?
I don't know. They're friends with them at Burning Man with us one year. Spirit knows them.
Spirit knows them.
I'm sure Spirit's...
If Spirit knows them, I...
Positives, because they remember Spirit.
If she knows them, then I am
Burning Man, like,
kind of...
You know, your friend Spirit was sitting really close to that fire. We were a little worried. So they know each other.
That sounds like
I'm not
her.
Sure that you've met them.
But
then I thought they ran into them. They came into Maryland's, and it was like we had a private party, but they didn't get as many people as they wanted, so they just started letting anybody in. You know, it was decent, it was clean, basically. It's pretty much our standard.
No bums from the street up above.
I just want a drink. Hey, you know what? So do I, but I'm working and you ain't coming in. This one lady came in. Anyways, so they came by and I get to see them. He's like, yeah, dude, I usually listen to at least the first 10 minutes to your show. I'm like, oh, all right.
The first 10 minutes.
Well, he's busy working, I don't know, but hey, if you listen to 10 minutes...
Hey, yeah, it's better than nothing. And I just bitch while you listen to the first 10 minutes. Damn!
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, that's what I meant to say.
You're supposed to bitch at 11, minute 11, we're at 5, well, we're at 9 already.
Ah, sounds so close!
Well, the first few minutes is kind of like a little dead space, I'm just playing that music, but I want to change the intro up, I think. I don't like our intro anymore, I liked it when I made it. And now I don't like it anymore.
Well, it's been a while. It's time to change.
I want to change, add some new music. And like my, like I always do, I didn't write anything down. I had a great riff. Oh, I want to do Priestess. Or,
you should make a riff for the show.
Or Woman, or...
That's what you should do.
Yeah, I'm a guitar hero.
No, you should make one on your guitar.
Oh,
you
yeah.
A guitar.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Make a riff real quick. I don't know if he does, but I bet you money, what's his name, Adam, has some kind of digital recording set up at his house so he can record stuff onto his computer.
I recorded just the same way I did this one.
What am I saying? Yeah, but I mean, you have an amp, right? Yeah, you're set, dude.
Uh-huh.
You're set.
I mean, it's going to be off-tune. It's going to be really bad.
Who cares, man? It'll be our riff, though.
I don't want to do too Wayne's World-y, but yeah.
You don't have to do too Wayne's World-y.
You can do that.
Go crazy, dark off, atmospheric, detune down to, like, you know, drop B and...
Yeah. Good idea. And then also, but another thing is I have two guitars for Guitar Hero now.
Oh, you do?
So now you can play the bass on your reel.
Wow.
Yeah. You got a haircut.
Yeah, I got a haircut a while ago.
I'm just not used to hair looking the same
clean
even length.
Yeah, fuck you.
All around the, you know, the...
yeah, I know. My
the hairage area of...
What do you call it? Krusty the Clown look when it starts splaying out from under the cap.
Yeah,
and it gets
the wings.
And long in the back.
Yeah.
In the back and on the sides.
You don't want the wings, but you don't want to cut your hair either. It's
Well, yeah, it's constant battle, you know. I mean,
hat wings. Unless you're sporting Roy Orbison shades now.
They're sunglasses.
Has your vision been, are they...
They're prescription.
Prescription sunglasses.
Yeah. I got my other ones with me in case you had a problem with me wearing these indoors on you. I forgot to take them off. I got my glasses.
I'm just going to call you K-Pax.
K-Pax.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw that movie. I actually didn't...
Like it.
Didn't not enjoy it. I dug it a little bit.
I kind of enjoyed it, but then it's all like, okay, so how did he know the formula for the binary star system?
Because he's an alien.
But he wasn't an alien. He was some dude, his daughter and wife got murdered.
See, but maybe by chance he was inhabited by an alien sentience.
As he was leaving his home.
As he was probably about to throw his life away for some reason, some
alien.
Kind of sentience that he might have, this is where I took from it. He might have been in contact unknowingly with this sentient when he was a child, like thinking it's like a fairy or a ghost or, you know, whatever, imaginary friend. And because it mentions that it had been back before, you know, that it had always been their type thing. And and so perhaps it did this to kind of save him from himself at a time. And then now that he had help and all this, it was like, and it was his time to go because of a certain astrological timage thing. You know what I mean? It was time for it to leave, and all of a sudden he's back to this, you know, guy with a shattered life.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was
naturally watching the movie.
But that's
flipping
me inferring stuff into it, so.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense from what I pieced from the...
Yeah, I mean, from the...
And,
they don't spell that out for you, but...
From the, you know, from the... I watched 5 minutes, switched, and watched 5 minutes back, and then I'm like, oh yeah, cool, because this like mirrors the other character's life, and blah, 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 you know? Who cares about, you know? Of course the psychologist just screwed up and is having problems appreciating his own family, and blah,
I see.
Piece of crap film.
You seen Ratatouille?
Nope, and I probably
two
won't.
Thumbs up.
You liked it?
Oh, well, I have yet to find a Pixar movie I haven't liked, so...
Oh, well, maybe I'll have to watch it then.
They always do a good job of character development and story, you know, surprisingly. They take something and you're like, how are you going to make a movie out of that? Like, when Cars... I saw the first thing in Cars and I thought, man, they look great, they look cute, I love the characterizations, I'll probably see it, but I don't think I'm going to like it that much. I mean, what kind of story can you build around somebody who's a race car? I'm a race car! And then, and they did a good job.
They did.
So...
And Owen Wilson got to make some more money off that, which is great because...
Which
know.
Is why he's depressed.
Hold on, quick. What are the five busiest actors right now? Farrell, Wilson, Vaughn.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
He's got to be in that mix of busiest actors. I mean...
Christian Bale, maybe?
He works a lot. He might be on the B team of busiest actors. I mean, he's in a lot of stuff, but not a lot of high-profile stuff like the guys you just mentioned are.
Yeah.
The Wilson boys... Will Ferrell.
There you go. There's
who else,
five.
Who else did you say? There was somebody else you mentioned that's in, like, you know, everything. You know, he's like... They're
Vince
like the,
Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. They're like the new crew of Kevin Bacon's, you know?
Yeah. And you know, I was watching, because like the other day I was like, they had a, or yesterday somebody was watching on TV, it was Will Ferrell kicking and screaming where he's the kid's star. I'm like, really? Like, who? And then somebody's like, oh, I watched this. I'm like, why would you watch it? And that was like Brian, who watches every movie, because he doesn't really, he's not critical of film. He just likes to watch a movie, which I can't, you know, that's the way he is, and I am the way I am.
I know a lot that's of people life. Like that. Yeah. I know lots of people like that. In fact, the majority of moviegoers are more like that, which is why, you know, it's pervasive that they can get away with such crap being offered, A, B, yeah. crap within the movie. But on that token, I try to watch things to be entertained on one level, but on another level, I can't help but be hyper-critical and sensitive of things as I watch them.
Yeah.
And one thing I can personally offer up wholeheartedly after my trip to Hawaii was Live Free and Die Hard, which I think was
watched
one of the...
Watched on the plane?
Huh?
Watched it on the plane?
Yeah. I think it was probably one of the better sequels I've ever seen of a franchise, like, film company type thing. Because at a certain point, you know, Die Hard became one of those, a genre to itself of action stuff, and, you know, it's like a franchise. And
yeah.
So they've squirted some out that were kind of, oh, whatever, but this one, I mean, it's real good. I mean, it's stupid at some level, but then again, you have to think they all were. They're all hyperbole of anything that might happen realistically, you know? Yeah. So, taking that into account, you know, it was fun to enjoy. And it had some amazing action sequences.
Yeah, like driving a semi on 8 wheels instead of 16.
Yeah, that should do.
I saw it on the commercial. So that's our brief warm-up. Why don't you talk about your trip to Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Yeah, do you know how to pronounce stuff now that you're back from Hawaii?
No, I wasn't able to figure out what I was
saying. First of all, I want to say that I'm amazed that Joel took a trip anywhere.
We went to Massachusetts and Texas a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we went to Massachusetts, New York, and Texas. Not the city, the state. Where we were in Lake George. The very following year is when they had that boating accident in Lake George where those people died. Which I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I've been there.
Awesome. Wow. Good thing I went last year.
What's that?
Good thing I went last year.
Were you there last year?
No.
In Lake George?
For you.
Oh, right.
This was after.
After the actual, yeah. Right. Yeah, both times we were there in summer, and I guess it's the beginning of the season or something like that, or the end of the season, and like some things are closing down, and you know, and people are explaining to us that because we were staying in this little tent, we're there for a wedding, we stayed overnight in this little lodge, and
so this isn't about Hawaii.
No, but it's about to be. But anyways, this little area, we were asking why there's so many things that were closed down, and you couldn't like you know go get food or you know.
What was it in October?
No, it was like end of August, but a lot of people were starting to go, things hadn't been just good lately, you know, they have an area that's like the strip where all these clubs and, you know, like frat bars are and shit like that, but it's like, even they, she said, that whole area, once like summer's pretty much over, that whole area just is a ghost town because there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Because everyone's there just to sport like, you know, that lake resort thing going on, so. Yeah. But when we went to Hawaii, it was off season, but there was nothing closed because there's enough people who live year round in Hawaii and visit year round in Hawaii because it's ridiculously beautiful year round.
When is the season if it's not in November?
From what I understand, the reason that you would think would be the best time to go to Hawaii, which would be in that
winter
time. Apparently, it's the second half of the winter that people go, like the January to early March,
mm-hmm.
because that's the biggest time for whale watching, for one thing. Also, a lot of people go in spring and summer because it's just, I mean, winter, the early part of winter is occupied by the family holidays. So everyone's, you know, obliged almost to, you know, go to grandma's house, go to mom's house, go to dad's house, fly across the country, you know, with the in-laws, whatever. But apparently, you know, it's mostly just locals or people who are transplanted.
Did you feel more appreciated?
No.
That you were there in a slow time?
Actually I did by like the service industry, the people who gear themselves up towards the tourist trade and stuff like that, yes. But, you know, there were, most of the locals have a pretty much constant flowing, you know, low level line, you know, distaste and distrust of the mainlanders. And there's a lot of people who walk around, they're very angry. This one guy I'm pretty sure was just off his meds, but I actually called the cops on him once just because he was berating this old guy. The old guy had to, like, you know, like, walk, try to walk away from him. He just kind of kept following him. And they were coming through the parking lot of the condo we were staying at. And I was just like, and I recognized him from the other day. We were coming down this one street.
The old guy or the berater?
The young guy, the berater. I recognized him. The old guy was just, you know, I think they were just minding his business. I saw him follow him off the beach. Mm-hmm. And come. There was like a good 120 yards of like lawn before you get to this little sandbar area where you go over that and there's like 10 feet of actual beach. Not 10, maybe 18. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bay inlet thing right there for the southwest side of the island on Maui where Kihei is. Mm-hmm. And the old guy is like overweight. He's wearing sunglasses and aloha shirt. He's just like walking away from the guy. I'm not seeing him say nothing. The guy's following him. He doesn't have a shirt on. His skin is the color of leather. You know, he's got spiked up hair. He looks like, from a distance, he looks like a relatively young guy. He's got a duffel bag over his shoulder, some board shorts, flip flops, and a big piece of bamboo. And he's you can tell from his body movement that he's just like, you know, what's his problem? What's going on? Because I just stepped out on the balcony. And so I'm watching him, and I'm listening to him just give him shit, and he walks a little further ahead of him, and he waits for him, and just kind of like, he's hoping the guy's going to respond or something. He doesn't, so he just keeps on following him, talking to him. And I recognized him from when we were coming down the only street you can use, basically, to get down South Kihei, with the exception of being on 311, but there was a lot of construction on that, so you get stuck in this ridiculous traffic and shit. So, mm-hmm. He was walking down the street, yelling at cars, throwing shit at him that wasn't even in his hand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was acting as, like, he's throwing stuff at people.
What was it?
I don't know what he was.
They would jerk the car.
I don't know what he was doing, but he
tried to make him flinch.
Exactly, but he was being very aggressive and angry toward him. And I was like, what the fuck's his problem? And we all agreed he's probably off his meds. But when I saw him acting like this towards somebody who I think was staying in that condominium that I was in, that the same building, I was just kind of like, think of all the girls and the one guy who's autistic who was with us. You know, it's like, I didn't. You know.
So who went with you?
Someone should talk to this guy, huh?
She just rented a condo that was yours.
Well, here was the deal. The company my girlfriend works for, CLO, their CEO and founder, Joan, her son is an adult with developmental disabilities. I guess he's autistic. I don't know if there's anything else or what. You know, I'm not exactly all that familiar with all that. I just
there's like degrees of autism too.
There's lots of them. Yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
he's one of his lead staff. This lady named Kelly. She goes to Hawaii relatively frequently. She tries to go at least every year, if not twice a year. Mm-hmm. And she just loves it. And so she wanted to go again, but she thought it'd be great if he could go, you know what I mean? Because she thought he would like it, and he wanted to go, and Joan thought it was a great idea. So, you know, it was kind of like his trip. So she helped him rent a condo in which had two rooms, one of them with two twin beds, and his had the one master suite with a king-size bed. And then me and Spirit stayed in the living room. I slept on the floor. She slept on the couch.
For how much?
Kelly was sleeping on one of the twin beds, as well as this friend of ours who came with us, Ida, slept on one of the twin beds. And this was all kind of in a way to help have extra people to help support Darren.
Yeah.
Because she also paid for her kids to be able to come out with her, and they had a separate condo. But there was, you know, three kids, you know, stuck in that one too. So it was, I don't remember, but I think, I had it written down, I think it was somewhere around for the week, something like 14 or something like that. We had it figured out to where four people went, you know, and did something like that, you know, and split it up, it'd come down to about like $40 a night.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a fully furnished condo, it's got a kitchen, had, you know, kitchen appliances in it, a blender, you know, silverware, knives. I had to sharpen like four of them because they're all dull as fuck, but, you know, glasses, bowls, like mixing bowls, things, you know, make whatever you want in the kitchen and full kitchen.
So you can eat out or eat in easily.
Since I cook, it was easier. We did both, you know what I mean? But it cuts down money a lot if you can buy some groceries so you're prepared to have snacks or eat a couple of meals at your house.
Yeah.
Near your condo, your wherever you're
staying.
Well,
I totally would, but at the same time, you're going on vacation, you like want to try some different stuff.
No, I mean, I think you should do both. Is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to do both. But that's the other gamble, is that a lot of places are going to suck, you know? So you have to be careful where you go.
Yeah, it's amazing how many crappy restaurants are open.
Yeah, it is. No matter where you are.
Yeah.
But,
not so much in the bigger cities. Like San Francisco, you can usually get decent food just about anywhere. That's probably my favorite thing about San Francisco. It's like, what do you think about San Francisco? Oh, the music and the food. You know, everything else, the hills are a pain. So many scumbags running around.
They got the buffaloes.
I can't believe it, you know?
I admit, San Francisco's pretty great, but it's pretty great being in San Francisco and not being near me where I live.
I think all the great metropolitan areas are like that, though.
Yeah.
That's the two things they should excel at, culture and food.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say great metropolitan areas, I mean the dense great metropolitan areas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Houston.
I haven't really been down to L.A. I haven't really needed to go, though, because I'm like, pretty much, I don't know. I don't need to go that far just to get something to eat and watch a band that I could see in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just L.A.
Yeah. If I worked there, that'd be one thing.
Or if you had to go to Magic Mountain for some reason, then maybe you might go.
So, yeah. Why don't you tell us, we digress at another point, but I want to kind of wind this show down, keep it around 35 minutes. And, okay, Joel was mocking me by my talking with my hands.
I can't see that because we're on.
I know, so.
We're not even on radio.
That's why I'm telling them.
We're on podio.
We're podding. But I just would like you to freaking point out some highlights of the trip. And then we
things
can wind
we did.
Up. Because I want to do maybe a couple shows or whatever. But
yeah, things we did.
Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I'm not really that curious, but I'm sure it's beautiful and temperate and, you know, warm. And
we're on Maui, which if you're looking at the state of Hawaii from the air or on a map, it's going to be the second island to your left, going right to left. The big island, Hawaii, would be the first island.
Yeah.
That actually has some of the least development on it. People always think of Hawaii, the Big Island. Oh, you go to Big Island. Like, well, nobody goes to Big Island. It's basically, that's where the active volcano is. I mean, you know, it's like basically one tropical huge reserve. You know, it's like, so.
Really?
Well, mostly it's all, you know, wild, stated off and stuff like that. There's a populated area. There's some little towns, you know, and stuff like that, and for some people doing research out there. But, I mean, generally speaking, people don't go there to vacation, generally speaking. They fly over it. They do some hiking over there, stuff like that. But you don't, you know, you don't go stay in Hawaii.
Okay.
Maui has some touristy areas, and some small towns and stuff like that. Not quite cities.
Did you take any pictures of the crazy guy?
What crazy guy?
The office meds dude.
No, I forgot.
You have to do it.
I wasn't thinking about that.
No, you have to do that.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh my God, I'm concerned. Grab the camera.
I know, I should have.
I have concerns.
Because I have my camera with me. So, Maui is apparently it's one of the better tourist destinations in the sense that there's a lot of stuff to do, and it's not completely overdeveloped yet by people who come out, rich mainlanders who come out there to live, although it's happening, like, literally we're in the midst of it. Next, in between Maui and the next bigger island, which is Oahu, is an island called Molokai, which is a long, slender island, which after you fly over it, you can see there's very little going on there either. I mean, there's some little settlement areas and stuff, but basically it's like a big cliff in the middle of the ocean, and that's basically it. I mean, you can see across it. It's pretty small. And Oahu is where Honolulu is, I didn't realize how big Honolulu is, the city. It's fucking enormous. I mean, it's easily like three times the size of our downtown.
Yeah.
It's like a couple million people right there in Honolulu. And I mean, it's like dense. It's like a miniature. It's like a San Francisco, but instead of being on the bay, it's around this little piece of this island. You know what I mean? It was insane. I had no idea. And then there's a couple more islands outside of that to the left. One of them being Kauai, which apparently is where everybody who once loved the tropical, time-forgotten paradise of Hawaii. If that's what you want, you go out there. It's very undeveloped, but, you know, it's somewhat tourist-friendly. On Maui, you have the problem of there's a lot of locals and a lot of energy going on that people, you know, like, there's a whole area where it's known not to leave valuables in your car. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. You just don't do it, because literally that quick, someone comes smash your window and just take your shit. You know, because I just don't give a fuck. Because especially if it looks like it's a rental car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things we did. I did a helicopter ride, which was fabulous. It was only an hour. I wish it was longer.
With TC?
Yeah, I was with TC.
How many bad Magnum jokes did you have to hear?
I didn't hear one, actually. I didn't hear anyone even bring it up.
Died down.
Well, you have to realize, also, the majority of people I was with are people who probably didn't watch much Magnum PI or were too, you know, concerned what was going on in any given moment to give a fuck. And the kids that were there were, I mean, they're too young to even know what Magnum PI really is. So I didn't hear a single Magnum PI joke. I didn't see any orange, black, and yellow helicopters either. But the helicopter flight was great. We did this little nature walk up to the Io Needle in the Io Valley, which was really awesome. It's like a rainforest. Well, it's not like a rainforest, it is. There's two areas on Maui that are like rainforests, and since it always rains there every day, several times a day, just always. And then in the valley and down through South Kihei, it barely rains at all. You know? You might get a little shower every now and then, but that's it. We went on a glass-bottom boat ride, which I don't know if it was a seasonal thing or what.
Did you see the Arizona?
No. But it was, is that at Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's in Oahu, though.
Okay.
That Pearl Harbor's in Oahu, right outside of Honolulu. Mm-hmm. I looked for it on the plane, so I realized we're coming over Pearl Harbor, and I looked and looked, but I couldn't recognize the monument. Because I know what it looks like, but I couldn't make it out from the height that we were at.
Yeah.
And by the time we got closer, we were at the wrong angle for where I could
see. That's what they show, like, Hawaii, they always show the Pearl Harbor Monument for the sunken Arizona. And then, like, it's like when they show Sydney, they always show the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah. Which, like, I've been to that.
The things are right on the water.
And they're a replica Gold Gate Bridge, basically.
Oh, really?
Well, no, it's not a replica, but, I mean, they have a famous bridge that you recognize from sight, and doesn't look like Golden Gate at all, but it's a suspension bridge as well, but it's got, like, a big thing over the top. But it's a lot, that city's a lot like San Francisco. Lots of hills, big cosmopolitan area, big bay with cultural center and a big bridge. It's easily recognizable city.
Okay.
Anyways, so the glass bomb boat kind of sucked. Didn't really see much. Saw a lot of triggerfish, a couple of clownfish, and that was about it. You know, kind of was like, doesn't really do it. We did a bunch of walking around and shopping and looking at all these badass art galleries when we were in Lahaina, which is this little tourist strip area for that, for shopping and gawking and eating and boozing it up. We went to a luau. We went to the Hyatt Luau, which I do not recommend if you go, from what I understand, because we didn't go to this one, but everybody else who I heard went to it was like, it's the shit. It's called the Old Lahaina Company Luau, and they have it on, it's like you imagine it from TV or movies. It's on the beach, you know, and you're in the sand, and there's people serving you in grass skirts and everything, not just regular hotel personnel. And I mean, it's like that whole Hawaiian luau thing.
The Hyatt one was there wearing their banquet jackets?
The Hyatt one, you had just basically ordinary servers in, like, you know, these Hyatt t-shirts and khakis, you know, serving all the tables. And you're sitting at tables, you're in a courtyard watching the stage, and then it was buffet lines out in the main concourse that went towards the hotel. And the problems I had with it was, we got there a little late as far as, like, how quickly the line develops, and there was a decent number in our party, so we got seated kind of... By the time we got seated, when they started letting you go up for food, they do it by how you came in. So by the time they got to us, they had already been through a couple of buffet lines, and we're bringing out, like, for two lines, the third helpings, and for another line, the second, and they were, like, getting to that point where they were going to, like, be like, that's what's left out here. You know, don't bring any more out. And then, you know, I had two beverages, and it was supposed to be unlimited food and drink, but because of when they started letting us be served, you know, we didn't get unlimited. I mean, I was still hungry when we left. I got like a plate and a half of food. I didn't try any of their Thanksgiving food, though, because they had some traditional Thanksgiving food there, of course, because it's a tourist thing. Yeah. But it's like, dude, I'm in a luau on Thanksgiving. You know, I should be having the Hawaiian food, right? So, but it was good. You know, the pork was really good. The chicken was, the beef was awesome. The beef was to die for. The rice was great.
Oh, the food. But I haven't eaten yet today.
Let's see. What else was there? We did this thing called the Road to Hana, which is this long it's like switchbacks that you're driving on. You have to kind of go slow at times, especially if you're not used to it. And you go all the way out to this area, and you can, there's a place to stop and go take pictures and go up trails and stuff and see things, supposedly, blah, blah, blah. It's real beautiful. It was fun. We had this CD that accompanied us that was like a tour guide that was hilarious. And it wasn't intended to be, but it was pretty fucking funny. And that was a little grueling, but at the same time, cool and neat. But it wasn't, you know, unless you really want the picturesque stuff, you know, it's, I don't know how worth it is. But if you go that way, that takes you around to the back end of the island off the east and southern eastern side, where there's areas to join into these little towns where you can use hiking expeditions to actually go into the crater, like the dormant volcano on the top. So that was neat. Everybody else went snorkeling once or twice at this Molokini Island, which is this. It's basically a crater, and the island barely comes up out of the water at all. It's just like this rounded off ridge, you know, with the cliffy looking part on top.
Oh yeah.
And underneath, it's only like about, I guess it goes from about 9 to like maybe 30 feet deep at its deepest, but it's really big and open. So it's this natural like a little cove where all these fish and turtles and all this shit comes and hangs out. So it's like this great spot that people go snorkeling and scuba diving in. And everyone went to do that but me, because I don't do that open water shit.
You don't want to get left there and then they can make a movie about you.
No, and it's not that at all. I'm one of those people who believes we spent millions of years getting out of the fucking ocean, you know, as life forms. It's like, I don't need to go back. Don't have the gills anymore. Don't have it. Don't have that need. I'd rather get to the top of a mountain than the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, Darwin. Anyhow, go put a sticker on your bumper.
But so, save the Chinese. I mean, no. Free Tibet.
Free Tibet.
Save the Chinese. That's funny.
So overall, how would you rate your trip?
It was great. It was beautiful. I got a lot of great sunset and got good moon pictures. I had a great time. It was very relaxing. The weather was fantastic.
Yeah. You didn't have to clean a lot of stuff?
Not like I do at work, no. I didn't have to do any of that shit at all. It was nice to be back at work, too, because we were busy the first two shifts I worked. I actually did a swamping shift that night we got back.
That's the thing about taking days off and you work in a bar is like, did I miss a busy day? You know, like, you always feel like every time you leave, you miss some busy shifts and you're like, it's like you screwed yourself.
Yeah, not even for the money, but just for, I hate being there standing around like just because you're like waiting, you know, waiting for anybody to come in. I've got everything cleaned, prepped, ready to go. It's like, can we just get some customers, please?
Waiting so that place gets busy again like it used to be.
It's starting to get a little bit better slowly. I've noticed a general uptrend, actually. I don't know if it's the holiday angle or what.
It could be part of it. You never know. I'm hoping the place I work gets busier, but...
Well, you're actively getting to work on that, though. Whereas for me, that's pointless, because my hands are tied, and people would get all bent out of shape if you did something completely on your own, and they didn't approve it. Even if it was nothing bad, wrong, or good, or you weren't promising anything, you weren't promoting anything, you were just trying to get people to come out, they'd be like, what are you doing? You know, we didn't okay that. So...
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
It sure is. All right, we're going to put a fork in this one.